Well, hey everyone, welcome back to the Leadership Lessons Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Williams, and we are back, baby. Season 6. We took a quick season break to be able to gather more content, more leadership lessons, more One Piece of Advice videos, do interviews, and of course, all of this stuff to help you grow in your leadership and the things that God's called you to do. I'm so blessed to be able to be a part of this journey, to have this weekly rhythm coming back into my life. I hope it's an encouragement to you. I try to set this up as if we're having a conversation and introduce you to some of my good friends in ministry, both men and women, that God has done incredible work in and through. And so I ask people that I know to come on this podcast to teach you some leadership lessons so you can grow. And it is a beautiful system habit meeting that I love in my life. And so I'm excited to be back. We're back, season 6. If I have not met you or you ever new to this podcast, man, subscribe, get involved. You can watch these videos on YouTube, but you are probably listening to this, and that's okay. You can actually listen, you can watch, you can share. You can do all this different stuff, but we're doing it together because I'm a church leader just like yourself. I've planted a church here in South Florida at Redemption Church in Delray Beach, and I'm growing in my leadership as I'm bringing you this content. You know, that's one of the ways and lessons that I've learned is to be able to have a system, a process, a habit to force you to grow, to learn. And simply by me scheduling an appointment, talking leadership with you, introducing you to some of my friends and discussing these things and having them share with you, it's really helped my leadership grow. And so if you're new to this podcast, I just want to encourage you, you can go back to the podcast and listen to multiple episodes. In every season, we try to do around 20 to 24. There was that little hiccup of COVID where we had to cut our season short, but we have multiple episodes, multiple videos that I've even broken down onto YouTube so you can watch it, send it to your staff, to your friends, discuss it with your community, and grow in your leadership. And so thank you guys all so much for watching, for listening, for sharing, helping us spread the word. Our community continues to grow. It has become a lot of work, but it is so good work to be able to encourage and equip you as a church leader to do what God has called you to do. So thank you for letting me be a part of this. In episode 1, we want our theme to always be learners. As leaders, we want to be learners. And I have my guy, Dan Grittner from LifeSpring Church, who planted 6 months before the pandemic and has continued to grow. He's coming up on year 5 and just doing a great job in his leadership, him and his wife, Joanna, pastoring the church and just making disciples in our area. He is a guy that I asked to share. And when he shared only a few weeks ago, man, I knew this was going to be episode 1 because in this season 6, I want to continue to grow, continue to bring you fresh content, new stuff from the people that maybe I've introduced you before, but also some new leaders in my life. And so I'm excited for this season, for the content that Dan Grittner brought in this leadership lesson, talking about how we're to continually grow in our leadership. And I know that's why you're here. And so we're going to get right to it. This is his leadership lesson on continually growing, and man, so excited for you to be a part of this journey with us as we grow as leaders together. Here's Pastor Dan Grittner.
Hey everybody, my name is Dan Grittner. I'm a church planter in Palm Beach County, and man, it's my joy and privilege today to be on season 6 of EE Leaders. Pastor Daniel Williams, man, has done a tremendous job bringing so much content throughout the years. And so, man, it's just my joy to be on this season of season 6. And today, I want to talk to something that I think is so powerful and important for all of us, and that is being a continual learner. When I think about the teaching and learning, we have to, I think, first understand that this comes from the heart of God. I'm reminded of the Sermon on the Mount. You know the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. The greatest sermon that was ever preached. It's the longest recorded sermon that we have of Jesus in the Bible. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 2, it says that Jesus opened his mouth and taught the people. And he proceeds to teach the people again in Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7, his philosophy of life. Jesus saw the people and he thought that it was important to take time to teach them. We know that Jesus was both a preacher and a teacher. And when you look at the model of the Bible, Paul comes on, of course, after Christ's resurrection, and he writes 13 letters to what? To teach the people. He thought it was important to take time writing in a jail cell, writing in a dungeon, writing in other places, because he says, hey, my people must be instructed. So we see that teaching comes from the heart of God. It comes down from heaven, and God has something to teach each and every one of us. And I think it's also important to understand this, why we want to grow far and we want to grow wide and we want our knowledge to expand. I think we have to first understand this, especially as Christian leaders, that we never grow beyond the gospel. Yeah, we want to learn a lot of great things, but we can never grow beyond the gospel. I got my undergrad at Palm Beach Atlantic University. Shout out to the Sailfish. And they built a great library right after I graduated. But as you walk up the steps of that great library in West Palm Beach of that liberal arts university, there's a scripture that I always loved. It's Colossians 2:3. And it says this. It says, in Christ are hidden all the treasures and wisdom and knowledge. I like Revelation 5:13. It basically says all of heaven bowed down and worshiped the Lamb of God. You know, we should never think that we're going to grow beyond the sacrifice of Christ. The death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord is where all learning comes from. It's where all learning goes back to. If we think that we've grown beyond Christianity 101, we are in serious error. And so let us just be reminded, as we're going to talk about being a continual learner, that it comes from Christ, that he's our foundation, he's our through and through, and we desire to have him at the center. But yet at the same time, while we never grow beyond the gospel, God does want to take us into teachings that are far and that are wide. Talking about the Apostle Paul, he says to the Corinthians in his first letter, chapter 3, he says, I wanted to talk to you as spiritual people. I wanted to teach you deep things, but you were so carnal and you were so immature that I had to feed you milk. I wanted to give you meat, but I had to give you milk. And so there are times in our life, especially as Christian leaders, as we begin to grow, that we can get off the milk and we can get into the deep things of life and of God and of leadership. And let me just say this, if you're watching this video, if you're tracking with EE Leaders, you are obviously somebody who desires to grow in your leadership. And so I want to talk about, for me, there are five areas that we can learn from. These are not the only five areas that we can learn, but I think these are five areas when we talk about being a continual learner that we can tap into. Area number one, how can we learn? Where do we learn? I believe number one, we can learn from others. Someone said this, you're either going to learn from somebody else's mistakes or you're going to learn from your own. It's cheaper and easier to learn from somebody else's mistakes. And when I heard that quote when I was in my 20s, I always really put that in my heart that there's people that have gone before me. There's people that are older than me. People have done things longer than me. I think that I should ask them questions so that I can get a head start on life and I don't have to figure things out for myself. I want to ask people, but you know, to ask questions of others really takes humility. And let me ask you a question today to challenge you. Are you humble enough to ask questions of others? I like John Maxwell. John Maxwell is the guru of leadership, especially in the Christian circles. And he's written a plethora of books on leadership. He knows how to do leadership. And they always say, people who hang around him, they say he's always asking questions from other people. If he's playing golf and there's like a 20-year-old caddy, He'll sit up there on his golf cart and he'll ask this 20-year-old caddy questions because he says you have to be a continual learner. There was one person that I grew up with. His name was Dana, and he was a pastor at the church that I was working with. I was a youth pastor at the time, and he was an associate pastor. And one time he came back from vacation, and he said, I just came back from vacation. I said, oh, where did you go? And I'm thinking he went to like Orlando or something. And he went to Italy. He took his wife to Italy. And I knew he had done the trip debt-free. And when he came back, I said, hold up, you took your wife to Italy debt-free? And at the time, I was not making a lot of money. I was a junior high youth pastor. There's nobody lower on the totem pole than a junior high youth pastor, let me tell you. And I said, yeah, we're working at the same church and you're taking your wife to Italy debt-free and I can barely go to Orlando. I said, I need to sit in your office and please teach me about finances. And Dana began to pour into me about finances. And I want to tell you, that was in my late 20s when we had that conversation. By my mid-30s, I was completely debt-free. When I say debt-free, I mean I didn't owe the bank a dollar and I even had my condo paid off. At 36 years old, I was debt-free. And it only came because I saw this man that knew something more than me and I said, let me ask him a question. And he poured into me and I became debt-free. The second area that we can learn from is good content, like EE Leaders. Good content is like podcast or books or wherever you get your content from. Another mentor of mine, Pastor Tony Miller, who is the greatest preacher that I've ever heard of in my life. He would come in a spot and he would blow it up. And he began to tell people, he said for the first 10 years of his ministry, from like basically mid-20s to early 30s, he would read 3 to 5 books a week. And he just consumed content, 3 to 5 books a week for the first 10 years. And when he was in his 50s and 60s, he said, those years that I actually just poured into my well, I still was able to draw on all these years. I had my youth pastor, Pastor Jonathan Cook. He came to me one time, and Pastor Jonathan's really intense. If you ever know him, if he ever comes on this podcast, you should listen to him. And he came to me one time, and he says, "Dan, you need to read. You need to read." And I was like 22 years old. I hadn't read a book in my life, and I said, "No, I'm not reading. I'm not reading." He goes, "Dan, you need to read." And to make a long story short, one day I was in his office, and I saw him reading. And I said, Pastor John, I've got to go to the bank and I'm going to go home and eat lunch, but I'll come back to the office. So I went to the bank. I came home and ate some lunch and watched some SportsCenter. And when I came back to that little youth office that he was serving as youth pastor, he was sitting in the office in the same chair reading the same magazine or the same book. And I said, hold up. Are you reading the, have you been reading this whole time that I've been messing around and going out? And he goes, yeah, I've been reading that whole time. And I don't know what happened to it, but in that moment, I got an impartation and I went from not reading any books for years. That year, I read 15 books. The next year, I read 20 books. The year after that, I read 25 books. And there's been times in my life when I have read 100 books in a year, all from that impartation, from that one encounter. And I have found, as Tony Miller has found, that good content does something to your life. It shapes your life. It forms you. If you're struggling in your marriage, hey, consider picking up a book. Love and Respect is a great book for marriages. If you want to be a young leader, hey, get a book from John Maxwell or Peter Wagner. If you need to grow in prayer, get anything from E.M. Bounds. I mean, there is so much out there. And as leaders, we have to be growing, and good content is essential. The third area that I think that we can find growth in and being a continual learner, I really like this point, is the church that you go to. Oh, I want to talk about this for a second, because as a church planner, I'm passionate. And if you're watching this, I know that you're passionate about the house of God. We have to understand this. We understand this, that there are many different churches in the region, because God has so much to what? Teach his people. And when you plug into a church, you are going to get what is in that church. And so if the church is teaching on finances, if the church is teaching on healing, if the church is teaching on faith, if the church is teaching on miracles or just good solid doctrine, whatever's in that church, you are going to get the revelation of that pastor is going to be your revelation. And that's a tremendous thing. And so that's why it really does matter where you go to church. We would encourage you that to not find a perfect church, because if you find a perfect church, please don't go to it, because guess what? You're going to mess it up, because there are no perfect people. So, but find a good, healthy church that teaches the Word of God, because whatever is in the church house will soon be in your house. And so the revelation from our leaders and our pastors is so important to understand that it will become your revelation. So find a good church, pray for your leaders, what the Bible says, because as they teach the Word of God, as they pray and preach out their revelation, it's going to become yours, and it's a very special thing. The fourth thing is, I want to say, is formal schooling. So we believe in reading books greatly. We believe in going to the coffee shop and consuming good content. But another area that you can grow in is formal schooling, like a degree. And this is why formal schooling is important. I know right now on TikTok and on Instagram, there's like these 0.01% of entrepreneurs that say you don't need college. And I just want to say that's a bunch of baloney, if I could say it very politely, because no, you do need college. Now, universities might not be for everybody. There's some people that they're really good with their hands and they go into trade school, and hey, that's great. But if it is for you, don't knock it. And here's why it's important, because you can read a book and it can shape your life, and we should be doing that. But when you enter into a college program, a formalized educational systematic system, what happens is you might read the same book, but because of that formalized training, you are held accountable to deeply process the teachings of that book. I've read many books in my life, but I've learned so much through formal education, because I have to now write, you know, papers on what I learned. I have to regurgitate and internalize and formulate that out into a document. Not only that formulation in my own heart, but I'm sitting amongst scholars, amongst people, not who just blast up a 15-second TikTok video, but people who have deeply thought about these principles of the school that you would be in, and they're shaping you and training you into a really a whole new system and methodology of learning. So online schooling makes it so available. Hey man, I want to encourage you, maybe to someone today, go back and get your degree. Go for that higher education. Find a way. God's putting it in your heart, I'm telling you, the money will be there for you, and it will greatly shape in your life. And not only that, but it could open doors for you. People who have master's degrees, people who have higher education degrees, doors begin to open as you plug into those formal educational spaces. And the last thing I want to say in our fifth area that we can be a continual learner in is the Holy Spirit. He's our greatest teacher, the Holy Spirit. He's our master. When we're diving into the Word, when we're reading our Bible, and we're discovering every day what the Master wants to teach us, this book mixed with the Holy Spirit, He will teach us things. He will guide us. He will bring us into new revelations. And so while we want to hear great preaching, while we want to read great books, while we want to develop ways to grow ourselves through new content, never forget that the Holy Spirit knows you, and He knows you better than anybody, and He's the one that can bring you into the greatest content for your life coming straight from heaven. So I want to encourage you to dive in with the Holy Spirit today. When you're driving on the road, ask Him. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me. God, what is it that I need to be doing in this season of my life? Make sure that you're able to hear the whispers of the Holy Spirit, just like a good father wants to teach his children. The Holy Spirit wants to teach his children, and God wants something to give you something today. So I want to encourage you, friends, to be a continual learner today Go far and wide in your discovery and all that God has for you, but never forget, it always comes back to the gospel. It always comes back to Jesus. Never drift beyond the gospel. Anchor yourself in the Lamb of God, because He, in Him are all the treasures of heaven and earth that want to teach you today. We love you today. God bless you. And we just thank the EE Leader Podcast for bringing this content for us. Go and be a continual learner.
Well, on a personal note, I am so glad that Dan is in our area and he's a part of our life. Listen, pray for your guy. He's having twins very soon. I wanted to get him on episode one so y'all can start praying for him now. His wife, Joanna, is due with twins. He already has two children under the age of seven, but he's given they're having twins in April, and he is an excellent, phenomenal leader. I do some behind the scenes work for him in the graphics and videos and those type of things. And I'm just blessed to have these type of leaders in my life to remind me to be educated, to continue to read, to grow. And in fact, Dan Grittner was one of the guys that I called when I had the opportunity to go back to school. Y'all, I'm going back to school. I'm applying the stuff that I'm trying to teach you. I'm actually going to New Covenant International University to get my master's degree in church planning and revitalization, to specifically not only go through for myself, but it's a course to actually teach others to be able to church plant and to revitalize churches. I want to continue to grow. And what Dan said about the formal education, having a system, a process to be able to go hard and dive deep into a subject, man, I called him and I just said, Dan, how you doing it, bro? How are you getting your PhD? Maybe you didn't know that. He's getting his PhD right now, going to school and planning a church, having young kids. But he just said, listen, man, you just got to be disciplined. And he gave me some encouragement. And I just wanted to know the practicalities of, like, is this possible? And I just want to encourage you all, it is possible. I'm planning a church. We've gone 10 years. We've planted another church. I'm pastoring this meeting right now. I'm about to go, is happening right before I go and preach in a Sunday service. But this is all stuff that I'm doing because I've learned to prioritize and value continually learning and pouring into the things that God's called me to do. And I really feel like not only is shepherding a church and caring for people in South Florida, where I am locally here, but also shepherding you, caring for church leaders and pouring into you is important. So I've created systems, processes, and a plan to be able to intentionally, consistently do that. And part of that is me, man, making that sacrifice and waking up early and doing certain things. But I'm just here to tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. And so I'm excited to be on this venture of going to school, to be able to share with you some of those things that I'm learning, and be able to share some of the leaders. I wanted this first episode to really hit home with just the process of learning and growing. And I have Allison Hicks, who I did a Patreon interview, which you can find the full conversation on my Patreon page. I've done a lot of work with her. She has a leadership lesson, but I asked her to give us one piece of advice, and I thought this was a good setup. And when we're talking about learning, we need humility. We need to understand that we haven't arrived yet. I want to let you know I haven't arrived yet. I was just thinking about this Leadership Lessons podcast. Even if no one was watching, this would be so good and is so good for me. It has helped my leadership grow as I've made that step to learn, to invite, to have a scheduled meeting, to talk leadership, to get this content, to produce this content, to send it out. It has helped my leadership so much. And it's because I've had the attitude of, I need to continue to learn. Allison Hicks gives this one piece of advice in our leadership that we need to have humility. The Bible says that God pours out grace upon those that are humble. And as we have a posture of humility, realizing we don't know it all, we're continually learning, we are going to get better, we are going to improve, and God is going to pour out His grace upon you. And so I just want to encourage you, and all the stuff that I'm doing, being so busy, God's grace has been so good to me to be able to pour out into my life, to give me strength, to be able to help me and and that give me the energy and joy to do all the stuff that I'm doing. And you can do the same. As you make that decision, as you commit, as you walk in humility, you can learn from others and you could be blessed. Continue to grow in that. God will reward you. You do not labor in vain. What you reap, you will sow, and keep on reaping good things to your leadership. And that's why I'm so glad that you're here, that you're growing, that you're learning with us as a community. And so this is Allison Hicks sharing her one piece of advice: stay humble and keep on relying on God's grace in your leadership.
My name is Allison Hicks, and I serve at the Avenue Church in Delray Beach as the vision strategist and women's lead. And I also serve at Church United as the Women's Soul Care Leadership Team. I'm a part of that, and also Church United Operations. And my one piece of advice, I'm going to start out by reading from Philippians 2. And in Philippians 2, this is the passage about Christ's example of humility. And so I'm going to start by reading a couple of verses and then get into my one piece of advice, which is to have a posture of humility. And how do we do that as leaders? So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being in the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each one of you not look to only his own interests, but to also the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not account equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient even to the point of death at the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our Father. So when you read this passage, when I read this passage, humility jumps out at me. Christ suffered. He went to the cross for us. Humility. And as a leader, walking around with a posture of humility at all times. So how do we do that? Even just as a Christian, like, let alone, like, put leadership aside for a second. Like, we are clearly called, gifted, blessed, and convicted to be humble. Humble ourselves. God blesses and pours his grace out on the humble and opposes the proud. And so, I don't know about you, but I'm very prideful. I struggle with that pride all the time. And so that is just as a Christian, let alone as a wife, a mom, and a Christian leader. And so I beg God and pray to God all the time, this passage specifically. So my one piece of advice to all of us as leaders is to pray to God and ask him to help us have a posture of humility. How does that play out in our leadership? A posture of humility when it comes to entering into a conversation with someone who doesn't know Jesus yet. To listen to them. To ask them well-considered questions. A posture of humility when it comes to leading a team. That we are teammates in the gospel, co-laborers in the gospel. We're not in a competition, and I'm not leading from top down. I'm a co-servant in Christ, and we're leading together with different gifts and personalities. So entering into that with a posture of humility. Entering into leading an event with a posture of humility. Entering into, so I know I'm pretty confident in the Lord and my giftings, and I have a mind that thinks logistically. And so when I'm in a meeting, I am fast to speak. So I'm working on that to be slower to speak, but in a posture where I am humble enough to receive others, both their debrief, criticism, constructive feedback, and kind of sort it through with the Lord and move forward in that as a leader with a posture of humility. Having completely different beliefs on certain issues and begging God to help me have a posture of humility, even if we're thinking completely different as a leader to a leader, as a woman to another woman, not having that spirit of competition or comparison, but a posture of humility. And so just some of the things until the day the Lord takes me home or returns, some of the things having life-giving conversations that and hard conversations, like being confident because God has given us a posture of humility. So we can have all of those and invite God into that with a spirit of humility. And I've watched like fruit and effectiveness come out of that because, again, God tells us in his word, he pours his grace out on the humble and opposes the proud. And so I've watched hard conversations as a leader. You know, I've watched a mess come out of them and I've watched God's grace reconcile that. I've watched real fruit come out of it because I was in a posture of humility and so was the other person. My piece of advice would be like, we can't do that on our own. We need the Holy Spirit to do that. And God tells us that we have that when we believe in Jesus. And so just as a Christian and let alone a leader and a woman in leadership, having a posture of humility does not mean that we're not confident in the Lord. It does not mean that we are not living out our calling. It means that we are living out our calling even more when we enter into this posture of humility in being more like Jesus in our leadership.
Well, we have Dan Grittner, we have Allison Hicks, all amazing leaders in South Florida. I wanted to give you one more leader, one more little snippet as before we end this episode with a guy named Bill Schwartz. He's from South Florida, but currently is in Belgium with Hope for Europe, has planted multiple churches over in Europe, and is my college professor. That's right. With New Covenant International University, he's actually with his PhD writing this new program on how to train trainers, leaders to coach people and train people to church plant, to revitalize. And so through his humility, through his grace and his leadership and his education, he invited me to this program, which I'm so grateful for. We had a sit down conversation, to just talk about church planting, missions, life, learning. And as you all know, hopefully you know, we have what we call a Patreon page. It's a subscription, a monthly subscription to help us get more content out to you so we can make this Leadership Lessons podcast free, to get YouTube videos out, shorts, to free up some time. And for as low as $9.99 a month, you can actually subscribe to the Patreon page and get full length interviews of leaders that I sit down with. And Bill Schwartz was one of these guys. I want to play for you a snippet of that interview that I had with him about how to develop leaders, church planters, because this is what he does. And I think this is important for us to hear. People are able to develop other leaders, and we could know as a leader, we could be developed, we can grow, we can take our leadership to the next level by taking simple strategies, processes, habits, and applying ourselves. And so I just want to let you know it's possible. When we humble ourselves, like Allison said, God pours grace upon our lives. And as Dan Grittner said, man, we can make the mindset of always growing, always learning something a part of us. And so this is a small piece or snippet of the full length conversation that I had. You can subscribe to the Patreon page. The link is in the description and get all the interviews. And I want to encourage you, not just the monthly interviews that I highlight on these podcasts or episodes, but as soon as I post this interview or a interview, it's access. It's available to you. So the multiple interviews that I've already done with Esteban from Madrid, Spain, or Markin, mental health therapist, these interviews are available to you. As soon as you sign up, you can get all the content. It's accumulative, and there's stuff going on every single month. I'm pouring more and more things there for you, even so much so that you can get to a top tier level and even have one-on-one conversations and coaching with me. I'd love to connect with you in that way and help and give input and insight and coaching as much as I can to those leaders that are able to and want to be available for that. And so this is Bill Schwartz on that snippet conversation, and I will encourage you to go to the Patreon page to even get more personal resources. How do you train and develop church planters, developing leaders to actually plant more churches?
Yeah, let me tell you, with us organizationally, that is an evolving answer.
Yeah. Right?
Because there's things that have worked that are no longer working, so we have to modify it. And man, I just gotta say to anybody who's a leader, don't be scared to rethink what you do.
Mm.
Right. If it's not getting the results that Jesus got,
yep.
then we need to rethink it and look at what he did. Right. So he invested his time. He invested his life. This is such an important thing. Another leader told me this, and it radically changed the way that I live. Okay. Our ministry is for the masses. Jesus's ministry was for the masses.
Yeah.
But his life was for the few. And so, yes, the gospel, our message, it's for the masses. But my call as a discipler and making leaders. And by the way, leadership development is a discipleship process.
Yes.
Right? It's new believers, it's continued believers, and developing leaders is all discipleship. Because if you're not pouring your life into someone else, it's not discipleship.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so being able to spend the time having honest conversations. We also have our Bible school that helps develop that. We have something twice a year called Leadership One Day, where anybody who's interested in leadership comes, and it's always a guest speaker that comes and speaks of that. We have something called Equip Night that's 99% of the time me, where we pull leaders together and we spend that time investing in them on certain topics. I have a mentoring group called Lead Team that we only do about 4 or 5 times a year. It's a Zoom call. We usually have multiple nations involved in that.
Yeah.
And I take a topic for the year. So we just did, maybe we can do another podcast on this,
yeah.
but we just did last year, all of our lead team was on one topic, vision versus culture.
Mm.
And the fact that we emphasize vision so much, but vision is seed, culture's the womb. And if the culture's not right, it doesn't matter how strong the vision is.
Yep.
Right? Because our wives can get pregnant, but if the womb is not healthy, the baby's not healthy.
Wow.
Right?
Come on, that's good.
So we spent the whole year in lead team talking about developing a healthy culture,
mm-hmm.
and what that looks like. Culture of honor, culture of celebration, like all of these things are necessary. The culture of excellence.
Yeah.
All of these things are necessary to develop that culture, because we don't want people serving out of obligation.
Yeah.
We want them serving out of joy.
That's so good.
And I'll say this, and maybe you want to close it, but I heard this last week, and I thought it was so good. It's not from me. It was actually from Tony Evans, but it was so good. Healthy leaders produce healthy members. So if the leaders aren't right, see, my focus is completely on our teams, first mm-hmm. with our pastors, and then the people that serve under there. If I focus on them, they'll focus on the rest. And so I want to produce healthy leaders. And if I'm healthy, what I impart to them is going to be healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
What they impart to the teams that they serve are going to be healthy.
That's right? So good.
Yeah.
Well, that was episode 1. Thanks for sticking in, for learning, for going the full episode. Listen, I try to make these episodes as compact and tight and full of content as much as I can, because we're doing it every other week. I understand that they're off weeks. There's stuff going up on my YouTube channel. You can get little snippets and content social. You can find us on EE Leaders, on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, to watch these videos, to pass it on. And of course, the Patreon page. There's more content, more interviews, and more things. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your life, of your process of growth in leadership. I want to continue to encourage you to just continue to learn, to humble yourself, to continue to be a subscriber of this podcast, watching it, listening to it, to consume the content. It does make a difference in your leadership. I love what Dan Grittner said in that leadership lesson. He's like, man, Tony Miller, who read those books 3 times a week and just consume, 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 he still was able to draw from that well. I am drawing great wisdom and insight in my leadership from just all of these video editing, from compiling things, and I'm just here to tell you, you stick at it and there will be exponential growth, exponential fruit from just continually learning. And so thank you for letting us be a part of that journey. And I love doing something fun. And since you're at the end, I'm going to tell you, it's season 6. We're opening this thing up. So I'm not starting with just 1 episode. I'm starting with 2. Not only as we say goodbye on this episode, I'm going to make episode 2 available immediately because I love consuming content. I love when you get a fresh season and there's just more than you even expected. So I'm going to come back with you right now with episode 2 as we're going to talk about some wisdom to pass on to others. And I've asked my dad, Joe Williams, and another leader of over 40 years of experience, Tom Leikstra from 4Kids, to be able to share and pouring wisdom to us. And so thanks so much for sticking around, for listening or watching this full episode. And we'll get into episode 2 right now.